You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. My guest is Kelly Soter. She's the Director of Community Care and Early Learning at the Phoenix Talent School District. Welcome to the Exchange, Kelly.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
So tell me about the work you do at the district.
I am a district office administrator that has a stronger focus in community outreach and our family navigators that help support families and kids in our district, school-based mental health, school counseling, sort of a student wellness approach. And I also oversee our early learning program, preschool.
How long have you been doing that?
At Phoenix Talent, this is my fourth year. So, previous to that, I was in other local districts as a school administrator and teacher.
Okay, so how long have you been in education?
Oh, gosh. I believe this is my 26th year. I'd have to go back and count.
So quite some time.
Yeah.
And you've been with the district for 4 years?
Yes.
How many students are in the Phoenix Talent School District?
You know, we're about 2,200 right now.
Okay.
But the first day of school hasn't started, so there's finally lots of construction coming back to our area, and we're really excited and grateful for that.
So you're hosting a back-to-school block party on August 23rd,
yes.
Right?
Yep, just around the corner, Saturday.
Why?
Let's see. Well, we're partnering with Jackson Care Connect on this and a variety of sponsors. Phoenix Talent has done what we have called a health and wellness fair the last couple of years, local, and countywide providers and resources, sort of a one-stop shop for family resources. And Jackson Care Connect in previous years has done something very similar, a block party. And they have hosted it at other school sites and other locations in Medford. And this year we decided, gosh, we're doing the same thing, right? The block party and our health and wellness fair. And we decided to merge efforts and do that block party with Jackson Care Connect at Phoenix High School.
So tell me, what does a block party and the healthy efforts, education efforts that Jackson Care Connect are doing, how does that look when it's meshed?
Yeah. So it's a variety of things. Families can actually get services on Saturday, some of which are maybe potentially already signed up, pre-scheduled, things like a well child or a medical appointment, eye exam, sports physicals for kids that are getting ready to play sports, immunizations for school ready. Those kinds of things will be on site this weekend, and families can actually receive those opportunities right then and there. Haircuts is another one that's happening. So a variety of different providers are volunteering their time, and kids can get back to school haircuts. So on one hand, there's actually services that are happening that kids can get and participate in. And then the other part of it is really resource sharing. We have over 60, I think it's even over 70, different organizations that will be there. And we call it kind of just the provider area in one of the large gyms. Families can go from table to table, either getting information, setting up services, requesting an appointment. Think of all of those agencies that we have in the Valley, and oftentimes you have to travel to one and then get back in the car and travel to another, and all of those agencies will be in one place on Saturday. So anything from, Family Nurturing Center, Maslow Project, Jackson County Early Intervention for Young Learners, Winter Spring, Mercy Flights, Rogue Community College, all of these folks will have a table, and we've asked them to be sure and have bilingual staff so that we can communicate with all of our families, and any resources that families might need to understand what they offer, those will all be set up. And then we also have fun stuff, right? So we have lunch, snow cones, and a bunch of kids' activities really meant to be family-friendly. So think of it as like a one-shop stop. I could actually get some services and get information about things that I might need.
Well, it sounds pretty convenient for families to come and just see all of the services in one place at one time.
Exactly.
I was waiting for you to get to the party part because the kids are concerned about where's the fun.
Right. Yes. Yep. We've got all kinds of fun kids activities, some freebies. It's not really a block party without free things to go home. We'll have, you know, in some cases we have each table sometimes has things that families can take home. Harry and David is a tremendous sponsor or, you know, support in this way. And they donate all kinds of things that we can give away, fruits and different things to families. So they should bring a bag. We will have some, but not a bad idea for families to bring a bag to take home some goodies.
Okay, so lots of fun, lots of goodies, lots of services, mm-hmm. lots of information. It sounds like you're getting these students really prepared.
Yeah, it's a super exciting time to help families. Right, this is when everybody's got back to school on the brain. We will have some school supplies also.
Oh, well, schools having school supplies, that sounds reasonable.
Probably not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea. What is the age of the students that you expect to attend this year's block party?
You know, based on past experience, it's all ages. We often see families come with the whole family. The kids' activities tend to be more dominated in that, you know, like 3 to 10 age, kind of, you know, some of the littles in strollers and stuff stay with parents. So the kids' activities, we tend to see more of that, like, younger, and then the older kids are not super interested in our kids' activities, but also there to get information. Yeah. And, you know, the other thing we've really noticed in these kinds of events is our older population, our older population often come to these events for resources also.
My guest is Kelly Soder. She's the Director of Community Care and Early Learning at the Phoenix Talent School District. So is this just for students in the Phoenix Talent Schools?
It's not. It's open to the whole county, the whole community. We actually expect nearly, you know, I think we're expecting 1,000 people to come through.
1,000 people?
Yeah, we're kind of, yeah, that past experience has been huge foot traffic with Jackson Care Connects previous block parties. Our previous health and wellness fairs, we've had upwards of 500. So we're planning on, in terms of food and flow of traffic and foot traffic, we think we may have as many as 1,000.
So this will be August 23rd, right?
Correct. Yep, Saturday at Phoenix High School.
From what time to what time?
10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Phoenix High School on August 23rd. Now, your district has completed some impressive upgrades. What's new at your school district? I know that there have been building retrofits, mm-hmm. New scoreboards. You've got mm-hmm. new curriculum, CTE. Mm-hmm. You've got metal shop, auto shop, business marketing. I read something about pet tech. I don't even know what that is.
What was it? Pet tech?
Pet tech.
Yeah, we have, Phoenix Talent is so grateful for the investments the community has made in our schools for facility upgrades, like you've said, right? Which has allowed for not only our beautiful Phoenix High School, but retrofits and safety upgrades across the whole district, seismic upgrades, and really state-of-the-art opportunities for kids, a lot of which you just mentioned in that career technical programs that we are able to offer at the high school. We do have some goats, not to to take us astray here, but our agricultural program, our ag program at the high school, that vet tech kind of program, one of our newest additions are some goats. They're part of our program there in the agriculture program, but they also tend to take little field trips around the district, and they help with landscaping and maintenance of property. Goats are actually tremendous pets, and they take care of anything from poison oak and blackberries to grasses. And so you may see our friendly family goats around the district. That's a new addition in the last 6 months.
Oh, that's
fun. A year, maybe. Yeah, really fun. So those are some of our cool programs at the high school. We do have a new preschool. We'll be starting our second year with preschool. It's the Early Learning Center at Phoenix High School. It's actually adjacent to Phoenix High School. So just right there next door, and we're the excited to continue to expand that and even offer that in the near future around child development and pathways for people that might be interested in early education.
Okay, so here's a not-so-fun topic. Governor Kotek issued an executive order banning cell phone use during school hours. How's that going to be implemented in your schools?
Actually, Phoenix High School last year implemented some cell phone restrictions last year, and it was slightly different from what Governor Kotek has signed into effect at this time. But because that was already in place last year for our high school, it won't be as shocking or as challenging as some schools that will be facing this for the first time. Educators across Oregon and the nation are really struggling and grappling with this this distraction of cell phones for adults and children. So I know our school administration is really ready to embrace this, and last year's efforts with that were met really positively by families and students. And there's a few tweaks that we'll need to make to be in alignment with Governor Kotek, but we're actually in a pretty good place with it, and kids aren't going to be very surprised because it was already part of the routine last year.
Well, I was going to ask you, and you alluded to it, how have parents responded to the news of no new cell phones or no cell phones?
Like anything, there's a mixed bag of results. Most importantly, families want to know that they can get a hold of their students in the event of an emergency. That's the primary driving concern when we talk with families about that. And so really that's relying on proactive communication with our families on all the traditional ways that we get a hold of people at school before cell phones were a thing, right?
Right.
Phones in all of our classrooms, phones in our office, ways that we can do mass messaging through our communication systems, the way that we can do phone calls and text messages to be sure and keep communication open. We're a technology-based world, right? So kids are doing projects on computers and working on Chromebooks and using email. So kind of just really being proactive of that communication to alleviate the concerns that a family might have around, if there's an emergency, how do I reach my child?
Okay, and if anybody has any questions, they can show up on August 23rd.
That's right.
10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And that's right, yeah.
There's a big block party at Phoenix High School.
There is, yeah. And I will say, everything's free, right? Lunch is free, snow cones are free, all the medical appointments are free, all the resources are free. That's really just about
we appreciate
making our community a better place.
Well, that's all the time we have, but thank you so much, Kelly.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a nice day.
My guest was Kelly Soter. She's the Director of Community Care and Early Learning at the Phoenix Talent School District. Now, before we close, I want to take a quick moment to say thank you. Thank you from all of us here at JPR. You, our listeners, have recognized the real financial challenges of public media nationwide and JPR directly. And you've really stepped up to show how much you value our service to the community. So thank you. The challenges do continue, of course, but we are grateful for your ongoing support.